box on it.
Hey everyone, just taking a quick 15 seconds to let you know that my new book, The Fitness Mindset, Eat for Energy, Train for Attention, Manage Your Mindset, and Reap the Results, which hit the bestseller list within 24 hours of its release, is now available to buy on Amazon. So if you're looking for everything you need to get into incredible shape and the mindset to keep it forever, be sure to check it out. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset. With your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goals. I'm so excited today to have my guest, Rob Lipson, with me on the show. Rob is an Alphaline and MyProtein sponsored athlete and is one of the top fitness YouTubers and vloggers in the world. On top of being one of the top influencers in the country, Rob is also the owner of Lipson Fitness, where his online programs, courses, and plans serve thousands of people each year. And I'll put all the links to Rob's programs in the show notes. Rob, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for having me on. I've seen your podcast grow in the last couple of months, and you're absolutely killing it. You've had some great guests on too, so I'm honored to be a part of it now as well.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Rob. For everyone that's listening, can you tell them a little bit more about yourself, where you started? Because you've literally just exploded over the last 2 years. It's been crazy. And I've seen it. I remember following you on Instagram when you had, I think, 13,000 followers. I was literally one of your followers at that time. And to see it grow in the last 2 years has been amazing. So where did it all start for you?
Well, first of all, thanks for clicking that follow button when things may not have been as interesting. So when someone tells me that, like, they followed me since the early days, I'm always truly grateful for that, because, you know, the start is the hardest. And I'm sure we'll talk more about beginning things later on the podcast. But when people ask me, you know, how did I start? What do I do and all this? It's like, it's so hard for me to answer because there's like so much ups and downs. There's so much like, am I going to do it? Am I going to not do it? There's so much crap along the way that I have to go through. But if you want to go to like the very, very core of it, I guess it started when I was about 12, 13 years old, first year in school, and I picked up a rugby ball. And, you know, I really liked it. You know, I really liked playing sports. I was always kind of athletic. You know, nothing amazing, but like, you know, definitely an active kid. And so that stuck with me right up until, you know, 18, 19. Things got more serious with, you know, senior cup rugby, training with the squad, the panel. And when I was about 16 in fourth year, I got introduced to the weight room. And now this, I was not the best player on the squad, okay? But one thing I was one of the fittest. Like the strength and conditioning, the running, the sprints, the bleep test, I was always very good at that, okay? So when I left school, like we love what we're good at, okay? Like everyone loves to do what they're good at. So when I left school, I kind of doubled down on the gym, left rugby behind, and then I just fell in love with the whole thing. So now we're about 18, 19. We're going through the life of
life. I love it.
Like we started at 12 years old, okay? So we're going through it, and about 18 or 19, okay, so I've, you know, left rugby behind. I played socially for a year, and then I'm getting really into the gym, okay? And so I'm studying a business degree at this stage, doing absolutely terrible at it, okay? As a bit of background, academically, very, very weak, okay? And that's one thing as well. I don't like how sometimes if you're not good at something, you're, you know, painted as an idiot. You're like, oh, you're stupid. If you can't get good grades in school, then, you know, you're just stupid. And I was always very creative and I think outside the box. So an example of this was the only two subjects in school that I did get really high grades in was art and English. And paper two, not paper one. You know the one where it's like, you know the one where you write a story?
Yeah.
I was like the creative one that you don't study for. I was really good at that. But the one with like, I don't know, Shakespeare and all that, I was like, no can do. Okay. So I was always really creative. Okay. So like business college, I was good at the kind of like projects where it's like you'd have to come up with a business idea, but stuff like accounting, quantitative techniques, okay, failed, right? Always failing, very weak academically. And so that's why I always want to say like to some guys or girls out there who are like down on themselves for not getting straight A's and they think, oh, I'm going to be a failure in life. You know, I'm never going to get into college. Well, there's never been a better time to do your own thing. Like the world 2017 is just like, we're living in this crazy age. Like it's just like the amount of opportunities that you can create for yourself is baffling. So, okay, so we're 18, 19, we're failing college, we're loving the gym, okay? And so I'm thinking, okay, I'm like trying to work on all my weaknesses when I should be doubling down on my strengths. So after repeating first year twice and failing, I said, you know what? I'm going to do a personal trainer course. I'm going to like pursue what I love to do. And so that is exactly what I did. And funny enough, you know, I wasn't stupid. I actually passed like my anatomy, my physiology, my endocrinology, all those exams without studying because I was just so into learning about training nutrition on my own. I'm not exaggerating when I say I didn't open the textbook. Just from reading articles from people like Law McDonald, Alan Aragon, Brad Schoenfeld, I literally passed the exams without studying. And I'm not saying that to boast. I'm just saying it as in a matter of fact way. And so I got that. And then I decided, you know, at this stage, Facebook was big. And so this is like 3 years ago now. And Facebook was like, the algorithm was really good and everything. So I started posting my progress on a Facebook page that I still have to this day. And I started posting articles as statuses. And people would, you know, tag their friends. They'd say, hey, this is some good info. Then they'd message me, inbox me for training plans and for advice. And then light bulb moment, I said, this is what I can do. So then eventually it, you know, spilled out on YouTube, started generating revenue, started picking up more heat. And then now we are here.
That's amazing. That's such an amazing story, Rob, because I know people only ever see the tip of the iceberg and they see how amazing you're doing now with the hundreds of thousands of followers and bursting through the scenes and everything that you're doing. People forget that it starts with a light bulb moment. It starts with your setbacks propelling you forward. So that's so awesome to hear.
Exactly. And that was very much long story short. Like in between that, I was working shitty jobs, living in accommodation that I hated, like literally having like some terrible failures, some awful setbacks, but they are what make you who you are. Like you can't appreciate the good times without the bad times. So that was a very, very long story short. Okay. And don't think it was just, stepped out of college, started a Facebook page. Everything went fine. No way. There were so many times when I was like, oh my God, like, am I going to do this? Am I ever going to make something of myself? So very much long story short.
Love it, Rob. All right, I'm kind of curious of this myself because before we went on air, Rob told me that he's a morning person. He's got his can of Rockstar. He's smashing through it now. Rob, people that are generally, again, this isn't always the case, and I've had other people on the show, Danny Lennon, who's actually the complete opposite, who's a night person, but the kind of the general trend is people normally start off with some sort of morning ritual or they start their way in a certain day. Is there anything that, what does your first 60 minutes of your day look like? Do you set yourself up for the day or do you get all your important tasks done first or how does your first 60 minutes of the day look like?
Absolutely. I'm such a morning person. I just like, I'm weird, okay? Every morning, like, I'm just excited to get out of bed. Like, I jump out of bed like a kid on Christmas. Like, it's actually funny if you'd see me, like, in my pajamas running out of bed. Just like, whoa, what are we going to do today? So I usually get up, get, like, a nice refreshing drink into me. So, like, I love iced coffee. I actually don't like warm coffee in the morning as, like, I think warm drinks kind of make you sleepy. So I love an iced coffee or, like, a cold energy drink. Something like that, or even like a smoothie. So something like that to kind of wake me up a little bit, or even some ice water. And so I start doing that. And then the main thing I do every day is write out a to-do list for the day, okay? And putting it in notes on your phone doesn't cut it, in my opinion, okay? I think you have to write it down on a piece of paper as it makes it physical. It puts it out into the universe, and you're just it's more inclined to go into your head when you actually physically write something. Yeah. So I have this. I'm actually going to show you now. Like, look, it doesn't leave me. It's literally, like, right beside me every moment of the day. Yeah. For anyone who can't see the video, we got matching planners. Yeah. We are so cute right now. But so, yeah, I write out my day. and kind of like in order of goals. So maybe I'll write 10 things that I want to achieve in a day. And like, if I achieve 8 of them, you know, great. I'll just carry on the 2 to the following day. Yeah. But as long as I achieve my primary goals and what I wanted to achieve that day, then, you know, it's a good day. So every day you should be doing something that'll bring you closer to your current goals. And so that's what I do. I get like a nice drink in the morning. I wake up, say my thanks for today, just be grateful for everything and write out my to-do list.
Brilliant. Do you set, how do you, this is a more of a personal thing, Rob. Do you set short-term goals, medium-terms, long-terms? Are you someone that lives with that long-term goal in mind all times, or do you do it just step-by-step and kind of play it out as it comes?
Yes and no. Okay. So I do have long-term goals, and it's actually crazy. Like that planner I just showed you, like I'll write down something 3 months to 6 months in advance, okay? And I'll write the date down that I want to achieve it. And I swear to God, it's like seeing a ghost. Like, it happens on that day. It's so crazy. It's like, you probably heard those stories where people, like, write a check for themselves.
Yeah,
and they, like, and, you know, they put a date on the check. And they, like, you know, put it somewhere. They forget about it. And then on that day, it happens. So, like, I've had loads of really weird things like that. You know, I don't believe in, like, voodoo magic, but sometimes, honestly, it's just crazy what happens. So I guess I do plan long-term goals in advance, but I'm always willing to adjust and change. So like if something comes up, you know, I'll take that opportunity. Like if you told me a year ago, or if you told me 2 years ago, my life was going to be like this, I wouldn't know what to say. I'd be like, are you joking me? Like, so when people are like, Rob, what's your 5-year plan? I'm like, oh God, if things are going the way they're going, I haven't a clue. Like, I have no idea. Like, you know, so that's one thing. It's like, you never know what life is going to throw at you. And you never know, like, times are changing so much right now. Like, it's something like 5 years ago, or even like when we were doing the leaving cert, and like your guidance counselor was like, what do you want to do? Instagram wasn't invented. No, like it wasn't invented. It wasn't. So it's so crazy. Like you don't know what's going to come next. So yes, I do make long-term goals, but I'm always willing to adjust.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. That's, and again, success leaves clues. And I've talked about another episode of the podcast about setting short-term goals, working towards it day by day, step by step, you get ahead, but always have the end in mind. So you're here to hear from Rob as well. So it's the same message said in a different way. Rob, I'm going to come at this from a little bit of a different angle because you're an expert in so many areas between fitness, nutrition, training, social media, building a business through social media. What's one of the biggest myths that you see in your world, whether that's training, nutrition, success myths, social media myths? What one of the biggest things that you see that you're like, that's just not true?
Oh God. Okay. There's like one for like every category. So I'm actually going to go through them. Okay. Nutrition is, I'd say one thing that I probably get asked about most is, well, first of all, people think there's magical foods. Like people think there's like magical fat loss foods and there's like certain foods you have to eat, which I don't think is the case. And I do also think people get very, very caught up in the timing of their meals and the timing of their nutrients. Now, nutrient timing, like it does play a part, but people think it's like the be all end all. And instead of like knowing how much you're eating or what you're eating, people are like putting the cart before the horse and they're getting obsessed with timing. So timing and magical certain foods and certain food groups is the main nutrition myths I see. I think people just need to get the basics down first. In terms of training, I think people, they often try to overcomplicate things and they don't stick to the basics, okay? Like your basic compound movements are what is going to change your physique. Progressing over time. It's like it's in the name, progressive overload. It's like it's so simple. So people are like always trying to confuse the muscles. They're trying to like invent new exercises, and whereas they should just be sticking to the basics. Because people always want to either sound intellectually superior by overcomplicating things, or people want the sexy new exercise. So that's nutrition, training, and then in terms of growing a business and social media, this is a scary statistic that most people don't want to hear. And it's something like in between 95 to 98% of businesses fail. It's like, it's so scary when you actually think about it, but you only hear about the 2% that are successful because they're so happy. They're like, yeah, you know, I did this. And it's like, when you see like a success story in a newspaper article or something, they're obviously writing about a successful business. Why would you write about the 98% of businesses that fail? So people really underestimate how hard it is to actually, you know, build your dream life and to actually make a profitable business. Like if everyone could do it and if it was easy, then we'd all just be doing whatever we want every day and having our dream life. So patience and hard work and heads up that it's going to be very hard. Yeah. So there, in terms of training, nutrition, and business, they're the three biggest kind of misconceptions that off the top of my head that I see.
I love it. That's so much value in that, Rob. Absolutely brilliant. You've kind of touched on this about how we went through your timeline from 17, 18, 19. You've obviously done so much since that time. And obviously you had a rough time in school with academia. And I know because I didn't do that particularly well in secondary school either. It wasn't until third level. So I understand that people telling you you're stupid. I love the Einstein quote that if you judge a fish's ability to climb a tree, it'll go through its whole life thinking it's stupid.
Love that one.
Spot on. But if you could go back and give the 17 or 18 year old Rob life advice or business advice or fitness advice or any advice, if you could go back to that moment in time, what would you tell him?
I would actually tell him to worry less. One thing now is like I really don't worry too much. Like I've gotten into a good mindset where I've realized that worrying is literally pointless. No, it's like futile. I think that's the best word to describe it. Worrying about something is futile. Like it literally achieves nothing, but it actually sets you back. It makes a situation worse when you worry about it. And like, I wasn't always this like super positive person. There was like a stage in my life around that like 18, 19 period when I was like trying at college and failing and didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, where I was like, I guess you could say I was a little bit negative. And it's only when I started kind of, you know, reading into things and reading about the benefits of a positive mindset and slowly making that, you know, that switch in mindset that I started to see how much of an effect that it has on your life. So, you know, I just started reading like a few books and like actually just having a bit of a think to myself. And like, it's so easy to just say to someone, hey, be positive. It's easier said than done. Okay. So this is like the mindset I have now really took years to kind of like get to. But I would tell my younger self to worry less, be more positive and, you know, have an open mindset. And like, if you do put in the work, things will work out.
I love it. And I'm a massive reader as well myself, Robin. A lot of people that listen to me, I link up books all the time. Is there any one or two books in particular that has helped with your positive mindset that you think, oh, everybody on the planet should read this book?
Funnily enough, I hate like recommending this book because I sound so basic, but it's the easiest book to read. And like the message is there. And it's probably like The Secret is like, you know, everyone's read it. And like, it's like the foundation of self-help books. Okay. And then once you read that, you start getting, you know, more into things, like more kind of like understanding of the whole concept of mindset, then you can start going on things such as Mastery by Robert Greene, The 48 Laws of Power. I love that one. It's such a cheeky book.
Oh, like, I love it. He's my favorite author.
there's just some badass laws in there. And then The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle is also amazing as well. So their books probably like a lot of people have heard about. And yeah, they're very basic recommendations. But it's like, I hate when people are book snobs. And they're like, oh, that's such a common book. It's like, hey, they're good books.
Yeah, so there's some books
off the top of my head. You know?
Yeah. That's the thing though with reading and books, it depending on where you're at that stage in your life, if you can accept the information that's in it, it can you build and ladder and build upon that. Exactly. I love Mastery by Robert Greene. That's I think my old favorite book of all time, that and 48 Laws of Power, depending on my mood.
They're my favorite books of all time.
I think they're incredible. Yeah. That sinks in perfectly, Rob. I got sent in a couple of questions from Instagram because I know we have a lot of crossover. But anyone that's not following Rob, I'm sure nearly all of you are. I'm going to link all of his things in the show notes. So definitely go follow him on all of his platforms. But a couple of questions came in and that tied in very, very good with the positivity and negativity. So I'm going to follow in from Andy Kelly's question. What are your methods to keeping positive vibes and blocking away negativity?
That's like, it's such a hard one to answer. And of course, like I'd be completely lying if I said I didn't have negative thoughts. Like we all get them. Like I'm not like this perfect guy who's just happy and cheery all the time. And then what I do is when I am thinking these negative thoughts, okay, I just ask myself, why? I'm like, why? Why are you doing this? I'm like, yeah, come on. You're having a few negative thoughts, but what are you actually achieving from this? So I kind of just like take a step back, and oftentimes I just laugh at a situation. Like when something goes wrong, like you just have to laugh at yourself. And it's like, it's actually really funny. It's like, if you saw someone in this like shitty situation that they're like made a complete mess of, you'd probably laugh. So sometimes you just got to laugh at yourself. And I think laughing at yourself and not taking yourself too seriously is like a really good gift and quality to be able to do. So yeah, sometimes I just laugh at myself and then I ask like, why? Like, why are you thinking like this? And then I just kind of snap out of it.
I love it. Well, that's it. A lot of it is just recognizing it when it comes in. And as you said, if you can frame it so that you're like, do you know what? This is fucking stupid. I'm just going to laugh at this.
Yeah, literally, that's it. No, like, one thing I always say is laugh and smile as much as possible. Yeah. No, like, literally, like, just do it. Like, sometimes, like, if something bad happens, just laugh at it. Like, or if you have an embarrassing moment, just laugh at it. Like, laughter solves everything.
I love it. I love it. And for anyone that follows, because sometimes on social media, people are like, oh, is that what that person's really like? I know Rob. That's what Rob's like.
Like I don't even think about having a podcast. I think I'm just sitting down, like having a chat, like it's just way easier. Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Next one comes in from the Ollie White on Instagram. On a philosophical level, I assume that's a word. What do you believe your purpose in life is? Or do you have a life purpose or something bigger that you think I need to work towards this?
This is something that it kind of changes from time to time as well. And like as you get older and go through different stages of your life, you're going to think you have different life purposes. And right now, like my motto, my mission is to positively affect as many people across the globe as possible, to leave a lasting legacy. And this is going to sound very simple, but have as much fun as possible. Yeah. No, like I've been thinking like a while now, and it's like people often have these really deep thoughts on what life is all about and what's the meaning of life. And it's like, just have as much fun as possible before you die. Like, yeah. That's literally it. Like, you know, so that is pretty much it. Laugh and smile and have as much fun as possible, because it's like, what else? You know, like, apart from the other things I named, it's like, it all really comes down to, like, being happy.
It just shows, and again, the more you hear you speak, Rob, the more I realize why everyone should follow you and everyone follows you.
Like,
it's literally that, I love my life, I'm doing me, this is amazing, let's just, we get one shot at it, let's do it.
Yeah, and that's also a big thing, like, going off on a bit of a side tangent, just a quick note about social media, right, is that people are always like, how do I grow my social media? And like, obviously there's like marketing things you can do. There's like, you know, consistency, there's quality, but ultimately you need to have fun with it.
Yeah.
Like you actually, because if people go onto your page and they're like, he doesn't actually like making videos, or like he doesn't like taking photos and, you know, captioning and replying to your followers and stuff, he's not actually having fun. And people will see right through that. Like I can see the people who just want to do it for like sponsorships or to like, you know, be insta famous, and it's like they're doing it for all the wrong reasons, and it's like they're just not having fun with it and their following isn't growing like that. So it's like, I think a huge tip on social media is to have fun with it and enjoy it.
I love it. That actually kind of ties in with Jeremy Mullins's question. He asked, what are your main tips on creating a following on social media in your own field? So if it's entertainment, if it's comedy, if it's fitness, is there anything you can expand? Obviously, having fun is number one. Is there anything more, either the strategic side or whatever way you feel that people can provide the most value on social media? Because you've exploded in the last 2 years, Rob. And it seems to be whatever platform you pick up, you just seem to get it. You know, and you're able to speak native to that platform's language. Is there any advice you'd offer people on building their own social media?
Well, definitely. Yeah, there's having fun is like tip of the iceberg. Okay, there's like so many things that come into it, and it's essentially building a business. It's like called a YouTube channel, not a YouTube page. So it's like having your own TV channel. So like there's so much different things for different platforms as well. But some of the foundations are I would say consistency is the one I see people struggle with. Like, I do an Instagram post every single day. I haven't missed an Instagram post for 2 years. YouTube videos, the least I've done in 2 years is 2 videos a week. I usually get about 4 out a week. And like, I see this so much. Someone's like, it's usually someone from Ireland. They're like, oh, you know, I started a YouTube channel. Like, go check it out. And I'm like, brilliant. Let's see. And then it's like, okay, this is good. You know, I check back. Last time uploaded, 1 month ago. Yeah. People realize that there's 6 hours of editing into a video, that you can't just like sit in your house, like you have to go out and interact with the world. That is what I'm going to get into next, is networking. But basically, people realize how hard it is. And it's like, everyone would just like, if it was easy, everyone would grow this massive social media following and they'd start a business, they'd promote their business, and they'd all live happily ever after. But it's like, it doesn't work like that. And there's so much more that goes into it. And it's like a job where you got to show up every single day. It's like, imagine like YouTube is one of my jobs. Imagine I just stopped uploading. That's like, it means I quit work. Well, imagine I had a boss and I just didn't go into work. You get fired. So that's pretty much it like this. You got to show up to work. And then in terms of networking, like I just mentioned, that is probably one thing I see a lot of people don't do. And you're like, oh, Rob, you know, you're everywhere. And I'm like, you're always doing something. And I'm like, that's exactly it. I am always doing something. I'm making sure that things are staying fresh. Because it's like, imagine you do your own TV show and the whole series goes by and you do the same thing every single episode. Yeah. It's like, there's no beginning, middle, and end. There's no storyline. There's no reason to follow because it's the same episode every single time. So people don't get out of their comfort zone. They don't get out into the world. They don't collaborate with enough people. They don't network with enough people. 2 weeks ago, I was in Marbella. Last week, I was in Texas. Yeah. You know, next week, I'm going to Ibiza with 2 other YouTubers and our videographers. Like, I'm obviously covering the whole trip for like me and videographer and everything. It's like, just people don't get out there enough, you know, and they don't make it a story. You know, they don't captivate people. So, and then on the note of captivating people, building a community is also very, very important. So, you know, I've got the LF army. I've got the Lips of Fitness army. Yeah. Literally, I get sent before and afters every single day. Go onto my Twitter. I always retweet them. Yeah. And it's like, people are like, all the free advice you put out on videos, you know, all the content you produce, I've been able to completely transform my mindset, my physique, my training because of all the free stuff. And it's like, they'll go off and tell their friends about it. And it's like, that's marketing in itself. Yeah. So there's another thing is provide value, something you do a lot with this podcast. And provide informative content that is going to improve people's lives. I'm going on so much here, but even more. No, one more.
Go for it, please. Yeah. I'm getting all of your time wrong.
there's so much even more, but it's like the last thing I'm going to say about like making content, okay, is there's got to be a trade-off, okay? No, nothing in this life is free, okay? So people are giving you their attention. They're giving you 10 minutes off their time. What are you giving them? Okay. When people leave one of my videos, I want them to feel happy, inspired, motivated, more informed on a certain topic. I want them to like have a more productive day. I want them to make better food choices. I want them to hit the gym and not skip out in their session. So I want to leave them with something. So that is another thing. It's got to be mutually beneficial.
Rob, unbelievable. Like, if you're not doing keynotes for how to build a business through social media, that's another area that I think you've got to start doubling down on.
Off the top of my head, just like there's so much more to talk about. And it's a topic that I love talking about.
Yeah, you can see it. I can tell. Yeah. Amazing. Okay, last one, Rob, because I know how busy your schedule is.
No, I'm having fun here.
All right, let's bash out a couple more. So. What has been your biggest inspiration and your biggest regret in your fitness journey from Lou Q on Instagram?
Okay, we're going to start off with regret first. And it, does fitness journey mean as in my
life
journey?
Life in general, because it's all okay, right. The same, isn't it?
Yeah, so right, the negative is, or the regret is not doing what I'm doing now sooner, not taking that jump. And like I said, I wasn't always this super confident, outgoing person. I was actually like very like, I'm not, yeah, like unconfident in certain aspects of my life. Like I was so afraid to leave college because I was like, oh, you know, you have to go. I was like, you need it. And then even when I was working the 9-to-5 corporate life for a while, it took me months to build up the courage to walk into my boss's office and say, you know, I want to go do my own thing. So that probably putting things off and not taking action, that's something that I'm guilty of in the past. It's not something I'm guilty of now. Now I'm just like, whatever, you know, let's give it a go. Why not? If we fail, good. If we fail, brilliant. It's a lesson. Yeah. So now I'm very good at taking action. But in the past, my biggest regret was not taking action soon enough. And what was the biggest
inspiration in the life journey, fitness journey? What has been maybe a person, something that happened, anything in particular that's happened in your life or a person you've met that's been an inspiration to you?
Absolutely. Well, see, I don't like naming one person because, like, there's just so many people that have had a positive impact on my life.
Of course.
So there's not one person I can name. But even like an event, it's probably just like when I came to realization that, like, how kind of short life is, and like, not even that. Like, it's like people say, oh, it's risky to quit your job. I say it's like risky to not go after what you love, because you'll never be in your 20s again. You'll never get this time back. The 9-to-5 or whatever it is will always be there. Okay. It's like your dreams won't. Okay. Time will run out, but whatever you may be coming from will always be there. So I'd say even it's so hard to pick one person, but probably just like a change in mindset is just what really kind of like triggered everything.
Yeah, I love that. It's like when you do what you love, you'll feel like you've never worked a day in your life, and that job's always there. The 9-to-5 is always there.
And once you're doing what you love and once you're doing what you're passionate about, it's like you don't even need motivation to do it, because it's like, why do you like, okay, let's say something. People love ordering pizza and watching TV. People don't need motivation to do that because they like doing it, okay? And it's like, I love going to the gym. I love growing my business. I love working. So I don't need motivation to do that, if you get me.
But that's it. But that's it. As you said there, that's the best advice you can offer somebody, is do what you love. And the motivation, it doesn't even become, it becomes a habit, as opposed to even getting motivation every day.
It's internal, instead of external, yeah.
I love it. Okay, I'm kind of curious to see would you be able to answer this next question. And after that answer, from Ronan McAvoy, if it wasn't for YouTuber fitness, what way do you think your life would have panned out?
Yeah, definitely. That's something that I get asked quite a lot, and I think it's a really good question. And so I'm very outgoing. I'm a people's person. And again, I'm into online marketing or even marketing in general. So I definitely think it would have been something to do with PR, public relations. Like, you know, even that's kind of a world I'm slightly involved in. I'm on the opposite end. But, you know, even if I was going to the other end, you know, I think I'd do well in an agency or something like that, meeting a lot of people and, again, you know, helping brands build up their brand and meeting a lot of new people. So I think something in the public relations sector would be what I would have gone into. Either that, or I've also a huge passion for like videography and photography, but I think that's more of a hobby. I think if it wasn't for like the whole fitness YouTube lifestyle, I definitely would be in public relations.
Yeah, I can see that. You've that personality type though that meshes with people, but that, again, it's funny because your personality type, the things you love doing, would have probably led you down the 9-to-5 equivalent of what you're doing now.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Yeah.
I absolutely love that. Rob, they are the questions. They're the best ones that came in that I was able to pick from. So I want to say a massive thank you, because I know how short your time is and everything that you're doing all day, and you've got the whole day to attack yet. It's just past 10 a.m. now here. And
perfect.
Rob's already crushed through a load of his tasks for the day, I'm sure. So Rob,
but no, here, this is such a good start to the day. Like, literally, you've put me in a great mood, had a really good chat, and like, I really enjoyed myself.
Brilliant. Rob, tell me, where is the best place for people? I'm going to link up all of your website, your YouTube, your Instagram, all of your social medias in the show notes and on the platform when the podcast goes out. But where is the best place for people to find or contact or learn more about you?
My two main platforms would be YouTube and Instagram, but I think a picture can only tell you so much. So that's why I'm so passionate about video and YouTube. And I think that's why when I do meet a subscriber in person, they're like, oh, I feel like I know you already, or I feel like I've met you before. So if you want to get to know me, I would suggest searching Rob Lipson on YouTube and you'll find me there.
100%. The king of story time on YouTube. Rob, and as soon as you said it, that's, even I got that advice about creating a story to tune in every day. I'm like, oh, Rob does that. I hadn't even subconsciously I'd realized. So that's amazing advice. Guys, go check out his YouTube, learn more about Rob, his positivity, his everything about him is infectious. So please check out all his channels when I link it up. Rob, thank you so much for coming on.
No worries, really appreciate it.